You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
Because they're the ones that keep me going. And some smiley faces. If you could all smile, that would really help me. So today I want to get us excited about what God is doing here at Jubilee. And one of the ways to do that is to... We've been asking God, what are you doing? What are you doing with this people here that you've gathered? And, you know, I remember Jesus saying, I don't do anything unless I see the Father doing it. Yeah? That's where we're at, okay? And so I just want you to have a look around the room. Have a little look, yeah? Come on, participate. I'm used to children. Okay. Can you notice that God, Father God, has given us a very young body? Yes, he has. Now, I'm not talking about mine, obviously, or Sean's. But the average age in the room is a very young one, and that doesn't discount anybody. I'm just going to smile at Juliet now. Yeah, we have got a very, very young body. So it's clear that God has given us this young body, okay? Let me just get myself sorted out. There we go. So take a look at this little picture up here. I know there's a lovely video up there. Can we just put the picture up of... Ah, that's what Kids Work's all about. There we go. That... you may have seen before, because I have used it, but it's one of my faves, is my son Joe, who is now 27 years old. And he is wearing a T-shirt that says, Kids, Today's Church, Tomorrow's Leaders. So kids, can you all shout that out? I'll say it again, Today's Church, Tomorrow's Leaders. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Well done, all you big children of God that joined in as well. Let's do it one more time. Today's Church, Tomorrow's Leaders. Yeah, brilliant. You see, the T-shirt doesn't say that children are the future church. The church, the children, are today's church. And I would even argue that they can be today's leaders in many, many ways as well. But, so really, this is what I'm saying. Today, it's all about you kids as well. It doesn't mean we have to wait till you're grown up. Joe, who is now grown up, is still part of the church. And he lives in Winchester with his wife, and by the grace of God, they do lead. They lead worship, and they lead all the media stuff in their church, which is an amazing blessing, isn't it, that they do that, by the grace of God. So his T-shirt was true for him, and I'm praying that that T-shirt is true for all of our kids here, that they know that they're part of today's church. Because kids, you are not just an extra. You're not a tag-on, you're not the secondary thing or the less important thing in this room, okay? You, children, can you just all wave at me a minute so I can see where you are? Yeah? You are valued, you are loved, you are precious, and you are a really important part of the church. And you are a big part of the main thing of what Jubilee is called to do, which is to make disciples, okay? You are part of that story. So we want to do a good job at partnering with parents. You can give me a wave as well now, parents of these little faces. Yeah, well done. They look a bit worried that I'm going to make them do something. We want to partner with the parents because it's their job to train up, it says in Proverbs 22, train up their children in the way they should go, which is, of course, the way of Jesus. And we want to help parents make disciples among our children so that they too can then make disciples themselves. And as part of a big family, we all need to be on board with this. We have a part, we all got a part to play. Okay, because we've got a very young body, as I said before. And it is a privilege to do it. And it is a high calling that God has put on Jubilee, this body, to make disciples amongst our youngsters. It's a high calling and a privilege. So, many times in the Gospels, we see Jesus bringing children right into the centre of his teaching. I'm sure you can think of them. And one of the favourites for me is in Matthew 18, when Jesus is asked about who is the greatest in the kingdom of God. Now, does any of the children know what he does? We haven't obviously done that one in our kids' work. He actually calls up a small child into the centre. Would anyone like to volunteer and come and be up? Robin, come on. He calls a child up like this. Oh, Robin, I feel like I need to make you super important with a chair. There we go. Can I stand you on a chair?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. So I'll just check with Mum and Dad. Is that all right, Mum and Dad? Yeah. Can you stand up on the chair? And I can hold you. Bring her a bit closer so I can see. This is what Jesus did when he was asked, who's the greatest in the kingdom of God? He got a child like you, Robin. And he got them up to the front. And Jesus said, let me have a look what I've got here. Jesus then uses this incredible phrase. He says, whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. Yeah. So when I give you a hug, I'm making Jesus smile. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah, that's what God said to the people. And then he uses this incredible phrase. He says, whoever, or where's it gone? See to it that you do not look down on one of these little ones. Well, I'm not looking down because we're eyeballing, aren't we? And then he tells that parable. Does anyone know the parable of the lost sheep? Yeah, yeah? You know that one? Yeah? Does anyone know how many sheep are in the story? Elijah? There's 100 sheep in the story, and 99 of them were nice and close to the shepherd. Perfect. I'm going to take you back over there, and I'm just going to get Willow to say that. What happened to one of them, Willow?
One got lost, and then he found it.
That's right. The shepherd went to find it. And Jesus, after he told that story, he said, in the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. You see, Jesus put a high, high calling and high value on these little people. So what a privilege it is to bring our youngsters to our friend Jesus, to guide them and encourage them into their own personal friendship with him, and then to discover that he's not just a friend, but he's the King of glory. The Lord, strong and mighty. Oh, I nearly burst into song. How amazing it is to give the children a chance to do and to be what they were made for. Do you know what that is? We're all made for it. To be worshippers of the living God. That's what we want. So I've got a little summary of our Jubilee vision here that we use when we're doing our training with our kids workers, but I've got the summary version of it. These are the things that are our vision for our kids and for our children's ministry. First and foremost, to be a place where the children want to be. No point in running a ministry if they don't want to go there, is there? The children must experience the extraordinary and extravagant love of God, and they must have bags of fun. Children, is it good to have fun? Yeah! Yeah. And it must be a place where they feel safe and valued. Talk a lot about that. And that also they can discover and celebrate who God's made them. The gifts and talents that must be encouraged amongst them. And we want to give them opportunities to grow. I was talking to one of our youth about that this morning. We just want everyone to grow into serving God and finding out what they're made for. And what the children learn out there in their children's rooms must be relevant for their lives right now. Okay, so we do as much as we can to help them apply what they're hearing into their lives so that Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, Jesus makes a difference then too. But also, it's a solid foundation for their futures. So it's not just entertaining them for the here and now. It's building, like I talked about last week, those pillars and foundations into them that will hold them up into the future and transition them into church life as they're adults. So through worship and prayer and Bible teaching, they must experience the awesome presence of God. There's no point in just hearing about him. They need to meet with him, don't they? And encounter him and taste and see that he's good and get hungry and thirsty for more. And through everything, we want them, however small they are, to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit. This, and especially that point about being valued, we really need enough team on board to be able to individually treasure our children and to bring this gift, and I've discovered lately this is a gift, availability, okay? To be available to have conversations with them, to listen to them, and to get to know them, okay? We want the kids to know that that welcome that we mentioned earlier is for them, and that none of them must be lost, okay? All of them kept close. So we're also a home for good church, which means that we want to sensitively support children who are being embraced into families here. And we want to have the capacity in our teams to really serve their needs. And we also want to be a big church family that supports and loves well those with additional needs. Again, that can mean one-to-one adults ratios. But that not only blesses the children, but also allows parents and carers to have a break or be reassured that their children are being really loved and well cared for. So in both of those areas, we train up our teams as well, and we're pleased in everything to train and develop our leaders. It's a big journey. So there's so many people, I feel a bit of a fraud really, because I'm so many people in this room who are with, I know you're on board, and I know many of you are serving in the children's work as well. And we never ever at Jubilee want to do guilt trips, because God has given us gifts in all different areas of life, and there's probably many ministries that I don't even know are going on in your lives. But we do want to just appeal to you that, because on the minimum end of the scale, we can't run our groups without the number of safely recruited team that are required for our safeguarding ratios. And as a church, we hold up safeguarding as one of our main priorities. But in reality, never mind that, we can't run our groups the best that they can be without more team than that, okay? And at the moment, we don't have enough team to sustain even the safeguarding ratios for more than a couple of weeks. So what we thought we'd do this morning is tell you just a little bit more about what goes on out there, because it's amazing. Evane, do you want to come up? I'm going to hand over to Evane to tell us a little bit more about the Blaze end, which is you're going to say. I won't steal your lines.
Thank you. Great, thank you. Let me just put this down here in case. So this morning, before church started, I was upstairs in the Blaze room setting up, and I got really, really excited and quite emotional, actually. Being with the kids, being up in Blaze is a really good place to be. It really is. Quite often, Hayley and I say, when we're not doing Blaze and we're here in the main meeting, we actually say, actually, we just want to be upstairs with the kids. We just love it. And it's not just because we're big kids at heart, which we are, but also seeing God working amongst our kids is such a blessing. We also learn from them. So being in Blaze is a real, real blessing, and we just love it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we do, because I know parents, you see your kids go and then they come back, but you probably don't always know exactly what goes on upstairs. So first of all, who is in Blaze? Can you give me a wave if you are in Blaze? Brilliant. Okay, cool. Blaze is for our children who are in years 1 to 7. And the morning kind of goes like this. So we welcome the children in their small groups, which I'll explain a little bit more about in a minute. And then we gather all together, we go through our rules, we pray, we have a worship song, we have a game. We spend some time just asking the kids, what has God been saying to you this week? And give them a chance to share what God's been saying to them or doing in their lives. And that is always such a precious time, because again, it's just showing God is working in their lives, which is brilliant. We do our verse to rehearse, and then we do our main kind of teaching point, which again we try and make it, as kind of Hayley's already mentioned, really just memorable. We try and make it relatable to the kids. We might use drama, silly costumes, you know, interactive with the kids, videos, but obviously full of biblical truth. So that's our main teaching point. Then we go again back into our small groups and spend some time just listening to the children. What have they learnt from the main teach that morning? Asking questions, praying together, sharing our hearts. And again, this time in our small groups is just so valuable. We just love this time, because we really, our aim is that it's during this time that the children feel valued, heard, but also where they really grow in their relationship with God, and where they just take those further steps, those deeper steps of really knowing who he is. Up on here, we have got the groups. So kids, if you have a look, you'll notice there is a slight change this year. Okay, we've got four groups now rather than just our three. So flames are for years one and two. Lasers, take note, for year three, Comet years four and five, and Bolt for years six and seven. And that's because we've got so many kids, which is such a blessing. So, as I said, these small groups are really important and just a real time where we just want the kids to feel safe and where they can just really grow in God. Anyway, we also quite often do a craft in that point as well, just so you know. Okay, then, just going on about what we're going to be covering this term. Generally, we use either Hillsong Kids material, which we love, or we've also written our own material too. But this term, we're doing something called Who You Say I Am. And I'm really excited about this because together this term, we're going to be discovering who God says we are. You know, that we are chosen, that we are children of God, that we are alive in Christ, that we are forgiven, that we are found, that we are free, all these things. And I'm just really excited because I believe, and I know you do too, that when we know these truths in our hearts and live by them, they are actually life transforming. They change the way that we live our lives when we know who we are, who God says we are. So please, can you pray for us? Can you pray for the children this term that the truths we learn will become part of who they are and part of their lives? So I'm really excited about that. Also, this term as well, which is a little bit different, we are going to be giving out, so parents take note, a sheet like this at the end of each Sunday, and it's called a Live It Out at Home sheet. And please don't throw these away when you get home. That's the kind of thing I would do, is just throw away bits of paper. But it's great because it's for you and your children during the week to go through what they've learned on Sunday. It's got a Bible reading, a family devotional, a little activity, and it's just a way of you finding out what they've learned, but also expanding on, building on that with your children. So do use these with your children during the week. Okay, oh, and also another resource which is brilliant is our Spotify playlist that Chrissy does each term-ish. She's updated it again for this term, and it's great because it contains all the songs that many of the songs that we'll be doing in Blaze and in the main meeting. So just brilliant for you to worship with your children during the week, to put it on as background music, whatever, but use it as a really good resource that will bless you, I'm sure. So thank you for doing that, Chrissy. Okay, so just quickly, I'm going to kind of reiterate what Hayley has said. Because we have our small groups, it does mean we need a lot of adults in the room. And we really feel that's just so important. So I'm going to appeal to you. Thank you so much if you've already said you want to be on Blaze. We are so pleased about that. But we do need more people. To be precise, we need about six more people to complete our rota. So if you think you would like to, you don't have to be an upfront, all singing, all dancing, crazy kind of Hayley type person. You really don't. If you think you can manage a small group of really lovely children, then you qualify. And so please, if at the end you think, this is something I would love to do, something I would love to, how I could serve, please will you come and see me at the end of the meeting? Or if there isn't a chance, send me an email, ping me an email. That will be brilliant. Okay, that is Blaze. I'm afraid I'm not going anywhere. You have got more of me, but I need to do a quick costume change. While I do my costume change, could we maybe watch the video? Is that all right?
Friday for a fab evening. It's for all children who are in years one to six. We have loads of fun. We've got games, we've got songs, we've got craft, we've got football, we've got food, we've got tuck shop, we've got PlayStation. There's something for everybody. Come every Friday at 5. Great to see you there.
Oh, now I feel really emotional seeing that. Oh, sorry. The Den. Please, adults and kids, if you've ever been to The Den, can you give me a big cheer? Yay! We love the Den. As you can see, it's our after-school Friday evening club at Weydon Christian Centre between 5 and 6:30. It is a wonderful, wonderful time of lots of fun. It's for our Jubilee kids who are in years 1 to 6. So that means if you're in year 7 and you still want to come along to the Den, you can, but you've got to be a junior leader and you've got to come see me about that. So you still can if you want to. But it's not just for our Jubilee kids. And that's what makes the Den so brilliant. We started it about a year before the pandemic hit, and we started it because we wanted a place where our kids could come along and have fun and actually build deeper relationships, friendships with each other, but also where they felt really comfortable to invite their own friends. And that's what it's become, and it's become a brilliant place of kids from church, kids not from church, who are all having fun together, but all hearing about Jesus, all hearing the gospel, which is just fantastic. So, as you saw on that video, the kinds of things we do, sport, craft, tuck shop, we feed the kids every week with a yummy, child-friendly meal, hot dogs and pizza, that kind of thing. We have nail art, we have air hockey, we play games together, we gather the kids and worship together. We have a really great story that is that gives a Bible point of view that tells the children about Jesus and the gospel. And obviously, as you kids know who've been to the Den is not the Den if somebody doesn't get pied in the face with a cream pie at the end. It happens every week and we love it. So it is a great place to be. Again, though, we need more people. In fact, my hope, my plan is to start the Den up again in October, but at the moment I've nowhere near got a big enough team to start it. So again, I will appeal to you. If you have a heart for kids, then please come and join the team. Or if you've got an evangelistic heart, please come and join the team. If you've got both, if you've got a heart for kids and an evangelistic heart, then you've got no choice. You've got to come and join the team, okay? So again, come and see me afterwards. If you want to know anything more, or you want to just say, yes, I'd love to be part of it, or ping me an email if I'm not around or whatever. So again, love to hear from you. Also, just one other thing about the Den is, I've really got a heart, and I'm sure a lot of you have got a heart as well, to see people reach for God. And I really believe that the Den is a place where we are reaching out to families, to parents, carers, and it could be just bring on so many opportunities of really reaching out more and more into the community with the love of Jesus. And so just really believe that that's going to happen, and the more we get on board, I just really believe we'll see that happen. So there we go. I think that's it. Hayley.
Should we just give her a big cheer? I love cheering Yvain. Yvain has been a bit sad because she's itching to get that club going. Itching, honestly. She's like, oh, I'm just going to do it. No, I can't do it. I haven't got any people. So she really, really wants to know if you can help. I'm not going to say too much more, but just the rest of Sundays, back to this on a Sunday. The other groups we run are our Sparks and Sunbeams groups. Sparks is 3 years to school year R, and our Sunbeams are the under threes. Neither of those are properly up and running yet either, because neither of those have got full rotors to go. I'm going to take out today the Sparks with a little team that I've cobbled together, and all the two-year-olds that would be in Sunbeams. So about 5 minutes, we're going to go out and have some fun together. But the little ones out there, again, they've got their own Bible curriculum, which is homegrown. It literally, over a 2-year period, takes them through all of the foundational Bible stories so that they've heard those. And it's play-based, and it's just craft and praying and fun out there. My two champions that work with me on this one, Anna, where is Anna? Anna Gilderson. Can you stand up, Anna, and wave? This is Anna, our Sunbeams champion, and Michelle, who couldn't be here today. Michelle, yeah, you can give her a clap. Hey. Anna, do you want to say anything about your heart for the... Summed it up, okay. And Michelle, who's not here today, she's our champion for the Sparks. We've got people that are so
what's the word? Just so thrilled about the little ones, and you know, showing them who Jesus is. And then in addition to those groups, we've got Illuminate, which Laura, can you come up, Laura? I think I prepared you a bit more. Give her a cheer as well. Woo! So Illuminate, Laura and her team not only serve us in Blaze and Sparks and other places, but she's going to talk a bit about that. She doesn't like doing this either, but she's great.
Go, tell us about Illuminate. Hello, everybody. So Illuminate is for anybody that has any kind of additional need or just some extra support, might be temporary, might be long-term, and we either serve them in their relevant group room by just getting alongside them, enabling them to be able to access what everybody else is accessing, or as well as that, we have a separate group for those that need a different type of support and enabling them and their family to access everything we have at Jubilee, which obviously is my massive heart for our Jubilee family, and obviously be amazing. I've got a small team that have the same heart for me, and I would love there to be others. My great desire, and I really feel God is planting this on me, is to move Illuminate to the next level of meeting every week and kind of running it alongside Blaze. So for those that really need a separate group but can still access the Blaze as every other person is, and for those that are beyond Blaze and still would like to have that type of group that is more appropriate for them than maybe being in here after Blaze, which is the other option. So to enable me to be able to me and the team, it's not just me, to be able to enable that to happen, if anybody else has that same heart to get alongside people that need that little bit extra, no training is needed, just a heart to do it. It's just getting alongside people and helping them to be able to have somewhere that's more appropriate for them. So, you know, anybody would be gratefully received. Thank you so much.
You're really itching to go, aren't you, on a weekly basis? Laura, and not only that, Laura's got faith for that. She was talking to Evane and I, ended up in tears with her this week because you gifted to us faith, you imparted faith as you spoke about your heart for making Jubilee as inclusive as we possibly can make it to all sorts of people. That's what we really want, isn't it, Laura? And so she's a bit of a rebel, actually. She said, I might just start it anyway and I'll just do it every week and see if I get team. But I was like, oh, okay. She's full of faith, this lady. So if you want to speak to Laura, that would be great. Okay, I'm not going to keep you much longer. I know it's been quite long. Children, you've done really well sitting listening to us, but it is all about you and how valuable you are, as I said at the beginning. And this is all about opportunity, because I really believe that we grow when we give, okay? And our youth as well, we, on Sundays, we have them out with us on team, and we've seen amazing growth in our youth as they've given and served. They might not necessarily serve with us, but in other ways too. But, you know, it's an opportunity. Jesus grows us. I've grown the most by serving in the children's work. And to be honest, some weeks I'm teaching something, a simple truth, and it's just like, bam, it just hits you. Because after all, we are all children of God. And when Jesus got that child up, he did actually say to us, we need to become like them. So there's an opportunity for you to be in the room with the children and grow in God at the same time. Do you want to pray, or shall I just... Sarah's coming too. Woo!
So are you getting excited? Do you all want one of the T-shirts? Sarah, that was a great segue, wasn't it? Sorry. So you haven't got a T-shirt because you need to be cooler.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a T-shirt because it's not cool to have a T-shirt when you're in youth. So yeah, if anybody doesn't know me, I'm Sarah and I head up the youth for Jubilee. I haven't been doing it very long, but I have been involved in youth for a long time in a project we used to do in the chantries and also our church youth. So I've been doing it for quite a while, and I used to be a teacher, so I've got lots of experience. So our youth are amazing. Just coming from where Hayley and Devane have just talked about, you know, they've had all that foundational work on a Sunday, they've been growing, they've been serving, and what we want to do as a youth team is continue that journey with our youth. We are just really passionate to see them grow and to continue that journey, and we want to help them on that journey with God and to help them become leaders as they go off. And it is amazing to see some of those youth that have already become leaders already. So we're really excited because there's lots of things happening. I started doing youth in lockdown, and it was all online, and it was great, and it was hard work, and some of our youth found it easy to join in, some of them didn't. But I'm pleased to say we've got 34 youth connected to Jubilee, and that's an amazing number, just connected. 16 of those youth come regularly on a Friday night. And what we do on a Friday night is they come, we've got games, we've got computer games going, we've got some team games going, and we always have a sort of half-time slot where we get to talk about God. And at the moment, we're doing questions for God, so we're looking at some of those really tough questions that you want to ask God, like why, and about suffering, and about science. This week, we had an amazing talk by Toby, who did talk about what the science and scriptures say and how they can work together. So we really are wanting them to grow and to be amazing on their journeys with God. We had the privilege this summer, because we were itching to do something, to go on to do a camp. And Ruth, who was part of Hope Church, who's the youth leader there, if you don't know, Hope Church used to be part of us. And they're now a church in Aldershot. And I joined with Ruth and Betty, who is the youth leader in Vineyard, and we collaborated and we ran a youth camp just for one night, and that's a bit of our motto, one night only. It's hard work. 48 hours with youth is hard work, but it's so rewarding. And it was amazing. And we just had some really great times with our youth all together. They made new friends. It was three groups of us. And I'm going to show you, is the video there? We'll show it in a minute. So I'll show you a clip, a video that one of our young, well, it's not our young people, one of the Aldershot young people, they made the video themselves to highlight some of the things we got up to. But what I really want to encourage you to do is just to pray. Pray for our young people. You know, they've been through a tough year like we have, and more so for them because it's disturbed some of their future plans. Pray for their futures. Pray for us as leaders that we can be enthusiastic every Friday night. So Friday night, 7:30 until 9, you know, very antisocial for a youth leader, but it is so rewarding. You know, I don't get home until 10, but I love it. You know, I really, really enjoy getting out and just being with the young people. And we're hoping to do some more collaboration, to some more events in the town, and expand that in the future to bring in more and more young people and to reach out to those young people that may not be in church as well. So I just want to urge you to pray and to keep the young people in your hearts, and also pray for us leaders. But here's the clip to give you a taste.
Let me be and even please. Most of my soul is free. Most of my soul is free. Like the grease, you're the same.
Well done, Solly, for putting that together. It's only 24 hours, but they crammed a load in, and it was just a wonderful moment. Are you thrilled with the kids and youth leaders we've got in Jubilee? I tell you what, these are fine people, full of God, full of vision, full of passion for the next generation, and God is about to do some even more amazing things with us. I got a cook at the youth weekend and with Guy, my mate who runs Vineyard, and do you know what? There was something of God in those 2 days that are the beginning of a great adventure together. So we're